Hey. Okay. So, in terms of chutzah, so we've been going through right chutzah as a sort of unique malacha, different than everything else. And the main points that we really came out with is primarily that structurally chutzah is a different type of malacha, right? Chutzah is very focused on very specific and precise forms of the action of the malacha. Right? We use like the idea of the tzuras pu'ulas ma'isa malacha, right up there. Right, and that really was something that we focused on, is exactly it's how you do it, right, really matters. So like a different emphasis in Tosos versus the Ramban about whether the emphasis on the how you do the essence is a totza, right, that you've moved the object, but right, you're only chayiv based on how you do it. And also the Ramban, right, also the essence is the schlepping, right? But you're only chayiv if you do a very specific type of schlepping, right? From Rishtoyach to Shrab. Okay. We also saw that the chi of Moshe, because in the Mishkan they used to move the krashim from one agala to the other, so that's machayiv in cases of Moshe Rishtoyach to Shrab, but in all other cases you'd be pater. Right, which emphasized the idea that by Hotza, we have a very, very, very strong connection back to the Mishkan. Tosu says you can only have something b'chayiv for our Hotza if it's actually in the Mishkan. You can't even have a tolda of Hotza unless you can show that it happened in the Mishkan, unlike all other malachos, where as long as the to'elas of the malacha is the same, it's a tolda, right, and only the av needs to be in the Mishkan. Tosu says every tolda of Hotza needs to be in the Mishkan. Okay? Right, it's a chiddush that you can even have toldos of chutzah. You need a special pasuk for that. Okay, and additionally, we talk about chutzah right off in the beginning of the Masechta, before we even introduce you to the concept of malacha. And in the list of malachos, we list it as sort of the end, the conclusion of all the malachos. Even though, right, really, we should have ended with Makkah B'Patish. Okay, so it's the last of the list of malachos, but it's the beginning of the Masechta. Before we even introduced malachos, right? So we concluded last year that chutzah, right, is a malacha that's really action-based and mishkan-based. It's based on performing a specific form of action that was in the mishkan, right? The problem is, right, why should that be? Okay. Now in the makoros for this week's shiur, let's open it up here. All right, we saw the possibility of having chutzah independent of there being of there being a Isser Malacha without actually having an Isser Hotza, right? So you can have, oh, that was intense. That was cool. Although now I can't see Diamond. Oh, now I can. Right? We have a Gemara in Shabbos where they're trying to figure out exactly what day, everything happens on. So there's a machlokas. So one option to explain a machlokas is to say that they're arguing about the nature of Shabbos in Mara. Okay, why should that be? Once I'm just going to make this a little bit bigger. Yeah. All right. Tiksiv kasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav kasher tzivcha b'Mara. Bnei Yisrael were already commanded about Shabbos at Mara, which is actually very cool, right? This idea that even before Matan Torah, there were certain mitzvos that Bnei Yisrael got to like prepare them for being, chayiv in mitzvos, and one of those mitzvos is Shabbos. Right, Mar Savar a Shabbos ifkod, atchumin lo ifkod, Mar Savar atchumin nami ifkod. Right, so one day holds they are mitzvah in Shabbos, but not in tchumin. Okay, atchumin lo ifkod. Hilchach kishen nasu mirfidim nasu b'Shabbos lo hizru levech yosem al payim abba. So Rashi just says, oh, okay, right. You need to go 2,000. If you're going to travel, you're going to travel more than 2,000 amos, right? 2,000 amos is like a kilometer. Okay, it's definitely not a significant amount of travel. So if you're going to travel on Shabbos, obviously they traveled more than a kilometer, which means they went more than Tchum. Okay, Tosu says, no. Right, Okay, it says it's not that they were mechuya in tchumin, because we don't hold like Rabbi Akiva, who holds that tchumin is daraisa. We hold tchumin is darabanan. He says, oh, it's fine. Hotza wasn't mitzvah in Mara, right? So the Merome Sadeh, which is going to be interesting for later, he says, wait a second, that can't be. That makes no sense. What does that mean? What, you have Shabbos and Isra Malacha, but just one of the Avos Malacha would be okay, right? It's Pleiadik. It's like, oh, yeah, by the way, this Av Malacha, that you're not Chayiv on, right? Mar Savar Atchumin Nami Ifkod. The Tosos Demascha Atchumin Perush. Kavana Sashas Ahotza. Utumua Be'inai. Minayin Lo Lomar Delo Ifkod Ahotza. The Yatza Michlal Kol Malacha Shabbos. Why on earth would it be different? Manishtana HaMalacha Azumi Kol HaMalachos. Right? Dishlam Atchumin Mamish In Michlal Malacha. Ava Hotza Kashe. So he says, oh, maybe Pligi Betiltol Dalet Amos Bershus HaRabim. And he says, oh, you know, what maybe I can do is I can say it's only Tiltol Dalet Amos Bershus HaRabim. Okay, that's where we're going to say that it's all right. Okay, that's where they were only mitzvah on Tiltol Dalet Amos Bershus HaRabim once they got to Tar Sinai. But in Mara, they're mitzvah on Hotza, but not, you know, but not Dalet Amos. First of all, that's Pleiadik. We're going to get back to that. Like, why on earth is that any better than saying that you were mitzvah notza? But Tosus explicitly says, right, the Bnei Yisrael were mitzvah on Isra Malacha, but not on Hotza. How could you have Isra Malacha without Hotza? It's one of the Lamed Tesavos Malacha, right? Lo Tasei Kol Malacha, that includes Isra of Hotza. Okay? So just reminding us about the Gufi Shabbos, let's move out of the way, right, over here. So we said, based on the Gemara and Horios, that Hotza is considered a guf bifnei atzma. Okay? You have all the different avos malacha, okay? But Hotza is going to be considered a guf bifnei atzma, so if Bezdin gets it wrong, then we're going to be mechayiv, we're going to be mechayiv a parhal mishal v'shal tzibor. We won't be, sorry, mechayiv a parhal mishal v'shal tzibor because they were oker kol aguf. Right? They got rid of a whole independent entity of an eser. Okay, all the other malachos are part of one package deal called Isra Malacha, right? But when it comes to Hotza, it's its own entity. Okay, so again, we're seeing that Hotza exists independently of the other malachos. So you have Isra Malacha, and then separately you have Hotza. My hand's like suddenly disappearing, and like that's so weird. Okay, I'm gonna just not use my hand. Maybe I'll just use the regular board. I have to figure that out next. Okay, we'll figure that out. Maybe I'll get like a purple, or like a real green screen. That might solve the problem. Anyway, okay, right. So we're in a bit of a pickle. So we considered it to be a guf bifnei atzmo, and we said that in Mara they were mitzvah on Shabbos without Hotza, right? And why? So. Oh, because they hadn't yet built the Mishkan. Only once they built the Mishkan, then suddenly we're mitzvah on Hotza. Right? It's all very nice that we learn it from Hotza, right? We're seeing this whole Mishkan thing again by Hotza, right? Oh, we learned all the pratim from the Mishkan, and Hotza has to be done exactly like it was in the Mishkan. But now we're saying that until they built the Mishkan, there wasn't even an Isra Hotza as part of Isra Malacha, even though it's one of the Malachos. Okay? So that's another just, you know, Pleiadik example where we're saying that there's a split between Hotza and Shar Malachos. Okay. Again, when it comes to Yantif, okay, the Gemara has a Havamina, which the Rambam partially paskins Lalacha, Mar Savar, Irv Hotza l'Shabbos, Vein Irv Hotza l'Yomtif. Okay, there's Isra Malacha on Shabbos, there's Isra Malacha on Yomtif. On Yomtif, right, there's Heter Ochol Nefesh, so with Letzor Ochol Nefesh, you can do certain Malachas, right? However, there's a Deya who says, Lo Totziu Masim B'Teichem B'Yom HaShabbos, B'Shabbos In B'Yom Tov Lo, right? You're not allowed to carry things out of your house on Shabbos, says the Pasuk in Navi, and therefore, on Yantif you can, right? So it doesn't, unlike all the other malachos on Yantif, which are only mutter, letzor, chol, nefesh, on Shabbat, on Yantif, Hotza is totally mutter, okay? L'halacha, we paskin that it's not true. There is an Isra Hotza, it's just it's chutra letzorech, chutra nami shol letzorech. However, right, if you look, the Rambam actually paskins that you don't need a reason to do chutzah on yantif. Normally, when we say mitoch shehutzah letzorech, chutzah nami shelo letzorech, it needs to be letzorech yantif. It just doesn't need to be letzorech ochel nefesh. Okay? The Rambam says that by chutzah, any tzorech, it doesn't need to be letzorech at all. It's just mutter, basically. Okay? Right, Tosos explains, why would it be? Im aser hotza mu'urav bo ben shar malachos afal gavshi malacha grua im shaycha isrotza im lo kampalge. They're arguing whether or not hotza, because it's a malacha grua, should be included. Okay, so Tosos says, oh yeah, of course, because it's a malacha grua, therefore it might not apply on yantif. So what, right? Say it's not as big of a malacha, but why should the fact that it's a malacha grua, right? Why is it malacha grua? Oh, because it needs to be learned out directly from the Mishkan. Okay, but why should that change the fact that it's a malacha? Right? It just doesn't make sense. The Torah says, Zol tasek al malacha. Why would we say, oh, except for malacha grua, those don't count? It's still malacha, right? So the Rajba says something pleiadic, which we're going to get back to again. Yish lomar, mishum dehotza lav malacha hi. He says, actually, no, chutzah is not really a malacha, right? Which is mind-blowing. But actually, right, it certainly solves part of our problem. Why are we treating chutzah as if it's different than all the other malachos? Because it's really different than all the other malachos, right? I mean, according to the Rajba, yeah, it's not really a malacha. It has the same onshin. It has very similar properties. Right? It gets you the same punishment. In many ways, it acts the same. The Torah told you that it's usur, but it's not actually usur because it's a malacha. It's usur because, right? Hashem said, don't do it, essentially. Right? Don't do it, and if you do it, you're going to be chayv misa, and it's going to be the same as all the other malachas. But it's not actually a regular malacha. Right? It's not usur because it's a malacha. It's usur because God said so, right? Al yitze ish mimkoma biyom ha-shabbos. Okay. Right? It's a chayv misa. Right? It happens to be, it's like the other malachos. The Torah tells you, oh, just like the malachos, this is aser. We won't even count it as a separate mitzvah in minyan mitzvos. But ultimately, it's different. It's not really one of the malachos. Okay? Okay, and just one more. This is the Rambam we mentioned a minute ago, right? Kol she'in batzorech achila ochel nefesh. Is going to be mutter still that such that you can really do otzah even if it's not letzorach yantin, basically. Okay, and it's really just fine. Right, so the Rambam basically sort of paskins the concept of in erev otzah yantin. Okay, so what's the deal? So limaskana, right? So what have we said so far? We've said that otzah is separate in the listing of the malachos. It's a separate guf. Historically, it exists later. I'm going to keep it from my chest where you can really see it, right? Historically, it comes later, right? Historically, there was a time where there was Shabbos and Isra Malacha, but no Isra Hotza, okay? And maybe on Yantif, there's an Isra Malacha, but no Isra Hotza. It just isn't, it's not that it's usur, but it's like basically always, you know, always bypassable. It's just not a problem at all. It's just not usur, right? So, what's pshat? Okay? So the maskana, right? So the Tosfos read and the Rajba we saw said, okay, it's just not, it's just not really going to be a problem, right? The Tosos Srid and the Rajba says, where's my rest of my finger? I'm going to have to work on this. Right? The Rajba and the Tosos Srid, by the way, is it easier to see in terms of the actual writing on the board with the virtual background? Okay. Should I like try to get the virtual background thing to work? Or should I just go back to using a regular board? You guys, okay, well, we'll play around. We'll switch back and forth. We'll keep tweaking. Okay. The Rajba and the Tosfos say, how can I deal with the fact that Hotza clearly is just different than the rest of the Malachos? So the answer is, it's not a malacha, right? You could have Shabbos and Isra malacha without it. Yom Tov could have Isra malacha without it. It's a different kuf. The answer is, it's a different Isra, right? It's not Asr as a malacha. It's exactly what it sounds like in Horios. It's a separate Isra. It's a separate kuf. It's Asr. It's very, very similar, essentially, but it's not a malacha. Okay? And that's really like an extreme way to deal with the problem. And say, okay, it's just, you know, you didn't change the chefza, so it's not a malacha, and it's aser, because it's a pasuk that says you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, and it's something b'chayiv yumisa. So it's basically a malacha in the sense that it's something that it's aser to do on Shabbos and will get yumisa, and it's not a malacha because practically, in terms of the malachaness of it, it's not a, you know, creative action. Okay, right? Tosos keeps telling us that it's a malacha, but it's a malacha grua. Okay? The problem is, how does that work out? Right? What's that really mean? Okay? The Ramban, that we're going to see in a second, right now actually, right? The Ramban said, you'd have a havamina that it should be a malacha, that it shouldn't be a malacha, or that even if it's a malacha, it should only be a lav. Right? In a certain sense, what the Rajba is saying, I'd have a havamina that it's not really the same as the other malachos, right? And the answer is, and that's why the Torah needed two psukim, right? A hadre who have a mina lilav yatzes ve'in b'misas bezdin lakach shana alav hakasav lahavia lichlau shar malachos, right? The Torah came and told me, oh, I'm going to give you a second pasuk to tell you, no, chutzah is really, really a malacha, okay? All right, as the guy's post to the Rashba says, mishum da chutzah lav malachahi v'chidishu. Right? And the Torah just tells you that you're chayiv as if it's a malacha. Okay? And Tosus would also, hotza lav malacha hi, misham hachi lo bai hecha haves hotza b'mishkan, hechi debai le'el, ash im hotza shahayu osim kishayu mivim nanidava hecha shuva malacha. Right? If you want to say, oh, because, well, they brought things to the Mishkan, it's an interesting tweak. He doesn't say, oh, it's not a malacha because it's not a creative action. He says, oh, it's because it's too necessary, right? If you want to say that a hutzah is a malacha, right, because they did it in the Mishkan, then every time, every step, right, kol psio psia shahayu osim techashiv osim malacha. Anytime they took a step towards the Mishkan, that should be counted as a malacha, right? Elavade lo tikra malacha elama shahayu osim ha'umanim b'guf ha'mishkan. Right, so obviously what counts? Not everything that you do physically, because then every time you have to breathe, right, you have to scratch your head, you know, you have to blow your nose in order to build a Mishkan. So you also have to walk to bring things around. That's not going to count as a malacha. Only things that the umanin, that an artisan does, is with the actual body of the Mishkan in order to build it. And therefore, the Torah needed to explicitly tell us that it's aser. Okay? On the other hand, right, Rabbeinu Tam and Tosvos keep saying it is totally a malacha, but it's a different type of malacha. It's a malacha grua, right? It's something that's mostly a malacha, but it's different, right? He itzrich trabayu, chad lo anim, chad lo ashir, right? Because it's, in the Mishkan, it's like a different type of malacha. So essentially, right, the one extreme is to say it's not a malacha. What Toso says, it's a malacha, but it's a malacha grui. Okay? And the third option is to say it's totally a malacha. It's a big chiddush, but at the end of the day, it really is a malacha. Okay? Now, how does that make sense? Okay? So if you're talking about in a malacha camp, so the easy answer to say, it's okay, great, it's not a malacha, and the Torah says it's asr, because it's asr. Right? What's the only downside with that is, then why does it act like a, if it acts like a malacha, and it smells like a malacha, and has all the onchim of malacha, and the rest of the Gemaras, other than the Gemaras that point out that it's like weird, and it's not bechlal lo tasako malacha at Mara, but at the end of the day, at Sinai it is. Right? Meaning, it's a great answer to say, oh yeah, just not a malacha, just acts like a malacha, and looks like a malacha. Right, but then you have the duck problem, which if it acts like a duck and it talks like a duck, and it gets you chayiv kares like a duck, and chayiv misa and korban like a duck, shouldn't it be a duck? Right. The other problem is to say it's totally a regular malacha, like the Ramban says. By the way, in this case, a duck means malacha. Right. The Ramban, my thumb keeps disappearing. It's very disturbing. The Ramban, and says, oh, it's a malacha, right? It's a totally regular malacha. The Torah needed to tell you that it's a malacha, right? But at the end of the day, it's a regular a regular malacha. So our problem here is how am I going to explain, you know, the middle shita? Okay, I mean, I have to explain the other two shitas too, but the biggest problem I think is really tosos, right? It's a malacha grua. What's that mean? How can it be a malacha grua? Either it's a malacha or it's not a malacha, right? Okay, so I think, and this is like my geschmack theory. This goes, I think, should go down as like the very, very geschmack theory, the very geschmack theory theorem. Okay, the VGTT. Okay, and the very geschmack theory theorem is as follows. Right, what have we been saying this entire time? Right, from the beginning of the year about malacha and Shabbos. Right? Though I'm going to say the second half of the word is faceted. I'm going to say multi. Yes, I saw Diamond was mouthing multi. Right? The nature of Shabbos and the nature of Isra Malacha is multifaceted. Right? What are those two facets? Right? So we keep talking about, Zecher Mas Breishis, Zecher Tzias Mitzrayim. About creation, right? Zecher to the fact that God created the world and the connection to the Oath and Bris with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Malachas HaMishkan. Okay? When it comes to the actual malachos, I want to say that every malacha really has two core features. Okay, there are two core parts of what makes something a malacha, or there are two types of malacha. Okay, there's creative action, right, which is what we are commemorating of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Right, God created the world, and therefore we do not do creative labors, okay? All those are things that are creative, right? So if you, Maki Bepatish, let's say, is the example of that, right? You are creating something new, okay? On the other hand, right, what do we learn from the Mishkan? From the Mishkan, the Isser isn't about creative labor, it's about constructive labor. Right? Labor that you do to construct something, right? Which is, that which is productive. Okay? Why? For two reasons. One, we cease from productivity on Shabbos, right? We're resting. We're being shoveis instead of, right, working. And because, right, we built the Mishkan to bring the Shekhinah into the world, right? And now that it's in the world, right, that we have this connection to the Shekhinah with Kedushas Hazman, so we rest from that type of constructive labor. So there are two things that are make a malacha, creative labor and constructive labor. What don't you have by Hotza? Right. There's no creative labor going on. You don't create anything, right? But what are you doing? It is constructive. Okay, it's a constructive labor, and the biggest point proof to that is, when are you chayiv on hotzah? Are you chayiv on hotzah in Mara, or only after the Mishkan? Right? So exactly what malachos are you going to be chayiv on Yontif? Right? You're not, so maybe you could say, you're only chayiv on creative labor, but you're not chayiv on constructive labor. Right? Building of the Mishkan is about the constructive nature of the act, right? You're constructing the Mishkan. Yeah? Someone just said something. No, I just heard something. Okay, great. Right? There's the constructive nature of the act as opposed to the creative nature of the act. By the way, what would be the opposite option? What would be something that could theoretically be considered the exact opposite?
Havara?
Very good, right? Havara is what? Hashem, right? It's totally creative. Creating fire, right? There's like Gemara Pesachim that we saw where it says, oh, Hashem thought to create fire, and then instead he decided to have man create fire himself, Motzei Shabbos, right? It's actually the ultimate example of man acting in a creative capacity, right? But you don't actually construct anything by lighting a fire, right? You're destroying, right? lighting a fire is destructive, even though it's very, very creative, right? It's almost like, you know, the most, and it's like very art, beautiful, right? It's something very beautiful about fire. It's like very artistic almost, right? It's super creative. You're transforming your environment in a way that shows mastery over, you know, over the fine molecules of existence. On the other hand, you aren't building anything, right? So that's why you have a sheet of Rabbi Yossi holds, Havara is only alive because it's one without the other. Right, it's a malacha as creative, but not as constructive. Now, when you construct lemaisa, why are we going to say that it's also constructive? Right, because you harness fire in order to do right a lot of the malachos in the Mishkan. A lot of constructive labor is dependent on the ability to harness fire. Right, but if you just look at creating the fire itself, it's not actually constructive; it's only creative. Because so hotza says Tosfos. This is my argument for in Tosfos, is a malacha grua because it's only half a malacha, right? You literally only did half. You did hotza betoras, a constructive action, right? In the different levels of looking at economic activity, right? So transportation, right? It's not about, there's like getting natural resources. There's processing the natural resources and manufacturing, right? And then the third level of economic tier of economic activity are services, right? The most tangible of which is transportation, right? Do we say that third tier economic activity, right, counts as, you know, as a malacha, right? It's not as creative, right? But it is constructive, okay? Says Tosos, Hotza is actually only one and not the other. It's a malacha grua because it's only half, right, of the reasons why a malacha is going to be asr. And therefore what? Therefore it's always dependent on the Mishkan, right? Hotza needs to be based on actual cases in the Mishkan because we need to be able to say that these specific actions are constructive actions. And the toldos need to be in the Mishkan because what's a tolda? A tolda is something which is the same creative activity as the Av. But what about Hotza? There is no creative activity. I can't say I did the same creative action, and therefore I can apply from the Av to the Tolda if the Av itself has no creative action in it whatsoever. I can't say, oh, the Tolda creates the same thing as the Av creates, Mimela, it's a Tolda, because there is no creative action. It's only constructed. Right? So on the Tosel says, yeah, at the end of the day, right, it's enough to make it a malacha to be mechayiv you as part of the malachos. But could I envision Shabbos without Hotza? Of course, as long as Shabbos is only connected to creative activity, creative labor, and not to constructive labor. Right? So what happens, hold on a second, sorry, wrong thing. Here I am trying to, I forgot that I had different controls for changing the background. Is the right one? Wrong one. And okay. I'll change. I'll fix that later. Okay. So that's Tosos. Okay. So on the one hand, you say, right. There's no creative activity. Therefore, it's not a malacha. On the other hand, Tosos, no. There's no creative activity. So it's only a constructive malacha, but it's not a creative malacha. Okay. Fine. Now, moving right along, we have, should we get back to do the Rambam first? Or yeah, let's do the Rambam first. We're gonna do the Rambam first, and then we're gonna get into like the question of, you know, just explaining the Rambam. Okay. You know, we'll do the Rambam first. I'm gonna do the Rambam first because I will. So the Rambam, who says it is a malacha, what's he saying? Like, he'd be saying one of two things. What are our two options? He wants to say it's a malacha, right? He could be saying either a chiddush in hotza or a chiddush in how we define malacha, right? You know what, I'm gonna actually just take this down. Let's do it on the board with you guys. It's fun, but I think. I'm gonna go off the whiteboard for a minute. Let's turn off the virtual background. Yeah. Okay. All right. So we have three. And we have our three Cheetos. We have on the one hand, we have the Ramban. Right? Who's going to say, who says it's a Malacha. Right? We have, maybe get better colors. Yeah. Better colors have brushed. So I'd say Malacha. We have Malacha Kurua, which is Tostos. And we have not a Malacha, which is the Rajba. And did I just do the black one? Yeah. Right, this is Rajba and Tosos Raid. Okay? Rajba and Tosos Raid simply say, oh, yeah, not a Malacha. You're right. It doesn't change, no change in the object. You're stuck. Not a Malacha. You're good to, we're good to go. Sorry, you know, we lost out. It was a lost opportunity. It would have been so nice if it was a Malacha, but it ain't. Right? Ramban says it is a Malacha. Okay? So Zach, for Tosos, we said, ah, you know, we have an awesome answer. It's a there. Every Malacha breaks down into two cores. There's creative labor, right, which is from Isabrachus. And there's constructive labor, which is from the Mishkan. Hotzah is only from the Mishkan. Right? It only is constructive, but it's not creative. Lo sivaru eish might be creative without being constructive. Fantastic. Okay? So far, so great. Says these guys, it's not creative. And if it's not creative, then it's not Malacha. What's the Tosafot? What's the Ramban gonna say?
You think it wasn't a Malacha, but then the Torah just says it again to iterate that it is.
Right. But I'm saying, what's that mean for us? I mean, one of two things. Right? When what's the Ramban saying? The Ramban's saying either something a chiddush about Malacha, or he's saying a chiddush about Hotzah. Right? The Torah says that Hotzah is a Malacha. I thought that Hotzah is not a Malacha because Hotzah is not creative and Malacha needs to be creative. I can either say what Toso said partially, right, which is, yeah, it's not creative, but it is constructive, so it's half a Malacha, right? It's a Malacha Grua.
He might say that you don't need both.
Exactly, right? He could say, yeah, Malacha. These guys say probably that, oh, it's all about creative labor, right? It's all about Malacha is Malachas Omenim. That's what the Tosafot Twid said, right? Right? Which is only creative labor. Maybe the Ramban says the opposite. Maybe I only need it to be constructive. Maybe it's just Malacha equals constructive. Right? When I talk about the nature of Shabbos, maybe the nature of Shabbos is really a day in which you don't do constructive labor. Why should it, right? Maybe the Ikar is not the creativeness of your action. Right, that you're supposed to be shoveis from Malacha because you're imitating God being shoveis by my Sabratius. But actually what the Sefer Achino says, which is, you're supposed to be resting so that everyone sees that you're resting, which is testimony to the fact that God created the world. In which case, you shouldn't be doing constructive labor, because by doing constructive labor, you're basically saying, right, that you're not resting, which is that you're not testifying to the fact that God created the world. All right? But if we emphasize the person's perspective in terms of what he's doing with his day, right, then I'm okay with constructive labor, right? Maybe the ikar is really just constructive labor. On the other hand, I could say what, which is slightly more radical. Contrapositive would be not to say that malacha really needs to be constructive, but it'd be to say that hotza is really creative, right? Maybe hotza really is creative. You just didn't know it. Maybe you really did change the object here in creative labor, right? And it needs to change the object. Maybe Hotza really does change the object. Okay, just for, just to read together some Wikipedia. Oh, Shem. Okay, right, so why? For the Ramban, I have two, let's do some sharing. Okay, for the Ramban, I have two good explanations, right? On the one hand, I can look at it and say, oh, right, what's the Isser? The Isser is really from the economic sector, right? I really care about ceasing economic activity on Shabbos. So that means, right, the extraction of raw materials with the primary level of sector of economics, manufacturing, right, malachos umanis, and services, right? Now, services are going to be a little bit more difficult because it's hard to define objectively what constitutes a service. So hotza, right, if you're maybe mershus lershus, is going to be an objective case of services, right? So let's say zoreya, right, kotzer, ma'amer, all those things, right, about creating produce, is all part of the primary sector, right? Making clothes and all that is part of the secondary sector. And hotza, right, is probably the one example in the tertiary sector of economics, okay? And the Ramban says, okay, you know, transportation, distribution, and sale of goods is actually going to be the formal definition of malacha, right? Why not? Okay, in which case the Ramban over there is going to say, "Oh yeah, right. This is the right. Let's say the three levels, three sectors of the economy, right? And hotza equals services. Okay." The alternative is to say that hotza actually does transform the object. Okay? Now, this is a block quote from Wikipedia. Okay? And the page about physics. Okay? In common usage, a physical object or physical body is a collection of matter within a defined contiguous boundary in three-dimensional space. Each object has a unique identity independent of other properties. Two objects may be identical in all properties except position, boom, but still remain distinguishable. In most cases, the boundary of two objects may not overlap at any point. Property of identity allows objects to be counted. In classical mechanics, a physical body is collection of matter having properties including mass, velocity, momentum, and energy. The matter exists in a volume of three-dimensional space. This space is its extension, okay? Extension, a location in three-dimensional space, is definitional to what makes an object. Okay, and in physics, we define an object based on its matter that is in a certain place. If you change where it is, in essence, you've changed it, right? In quantum mechanics, it gets really wet. Quantum mechanics doesn't make sense, right? So apparently it's MS, they say the math works out. But essentially, right, an object isn't even matter in a specific place. An object is matter that's probably in a certain place, okay? And when you decide, when you measure where it is, right, you actually change the object. So by putting in a new place, right, you've actually fundamentally changed the object. In philosophy, in metaphysics, right, there are huge, huge machloksim about whether or not extension, I mean, it's like object's location in space, is like fundamental to the nature of an object or not. You know, if something doesn't have extension, it doesn't exist in space, does it really exist? Does it not? Do ideas exist? And like the philosophers go on ad infinitum about it. Okay? Someone once said you don't actually need extension in order to exist, or you do need extension, and it's like it's a big mahalach. So essentially, the argument that, oh, where an object is, that could be definitional and create a new object, is actually not entirely absurd, right? Both in physics and metaphysics, we both say that actually, maybe, yeah, in the Kanami, right? Extension / location is definitional to an object. Okay? So these are two ways that the Ramban can answer our problem of there not being something creative happening in the object. He could say, in economy, I don't care, right? Malacha is all about economic activity, and the third sector of the economy is services, which is transportation, which is hotza. Or he could say, hotza is creative. You transform the object, right? Now, Tosfos is totally gishmak, right? Because, you know, unlike the Rashba and Tosfos Reid, who says, yeah, you're right, it's not a malacha. He says, no, it is a malacha. It's a malacha grua because it's a malacha for only one of the two reasons why malacha is aser. All malachos in general are both creative and constructive. Chutza is the one example that l'maisa, right, l'halacha, is actually only constructive but not creative. Okay? Now, only problem is, this basically should solve all of our problems, right? Everyone should fit into the above chart. Oh, my fingers stay. This is so nice. You can, like, see my fingers? They don't turn and disappear? I'm very excited about this. Okay, right? What's the problem? Who's going to throw a monkey wrench in? Who's going to give us trouble?
Rambam.
The Rambam, right? Andy knows. Andy's not, right? Who's going to say something that doesn't fit into the normal categories? It's going to be the Rambam. Because obviously the Rambam likes to make sure that we have a very, very, very interesting shiur. Although Tosfos totally won this shiur, right? If you have to like choose who won shiur today, definitely Tosfos. Yeah, definitely Tosfos. Okay, so now the question is, all right, that's fine, but the Rambam doesn't seem to quite fit. Why? Because the Rambam does a few different things. The Rambam, one second, let's share. Okay. The Rambam says, right here, a bunch of malachos. Call ilo malachos v'choshu me'inyanem himnikram avos malacha. Okay, he goes through a list of the malachos. V'chein echad hazorah, v'chein echad hakotzer. Hatolda hi malachos hadom ala'av. Okay, then he says, right, hachoresh kol shu chayv, hazorah kol shu chayv, hakotzer gregeres chayv. Then he introduces hotza to us. What does he say? Hotza mir shus l'shus, malacha me'avos malachahi. He says, Chutzah is a malacha. All the other ones, he just said, oh, if you do it, you're chayiv, right? Here he says, don't get confused. Don't get think like the Rashba and the Tosos Rid and Tosos that it's a malacha grua. Chutzah is an av malacha. Av me avos malachai. Afa pi shedaber zeh im kol gufei Torah mipimosh misine namru. Haray omer betorah ish visha ayasu al malacha lechumas hakodesh vayikhaleha ameavi. Lamata shahava malacha koreota. You see that hava bringing transportation is considered a malacha, right? Whether he's glorious like Rabbeinu Chananel, he doesn't say, oh, and that was on Shabbos. He says, you see that the Torah calls hava transportation is considered a malacha during the week, and therefore on Shabbos it would be awesome. The mipia shmua mavi brishus rabim arba amos harehu kahutzi mirshos lirshos v'chayiv. And, right, unlike the Merome Sade, he says, oh, and Dalet Amos is also just part of the same thing, right? It's Allah Chalom Shemizina that it's also going to be considered Otsa, okay? What's also a problem, though? In Shkagos, he brings a different pasuk. One is he says, oh, it's Avne Avos Malacha, right? But then he says that it's a guf. If you remember last shir, right, a week ago, we said that Otsa, right, according to the Rambam, is a guf bifnei atzmo, but the other avos malacha are not a guf bifnei atzmo. Okay? And he says, right, that the pasuk that we learn it from is al yitzei ishmim komo, not vayikaleha amehavi. Right? So he says we learn that it's a separate av from a pasuk that says don't do hotza, as opposed to the malacha that says that, oh, it's considered a malacha, you know, even on the weekday, and therefore on Shabbos it's going to be asr. So he brings, in different places, he brings different pasuk. And right, he says that it is an av me'avos malacha, okay, but it's its own guf. And why, he says, why do we start with hotza? Because malacha zu mitzuya harbe, uma nechsholi malarov, mi bishayna tzricha kelim, ushnayim lelamdenu shi malacha, right? Don't think that it's not a malacha. We start the mesechta with hotza to tell you that it's considered a malacha. Afa bishanira shayna malacha, lefika chikdima lachzo kainyan. Right, we started with the Masechta to teach you that Otzah is really a Malacha. Okay, but the Rambam splits the Shvusim that are connected to Otzah from the Shvusim on all the other Malachas. Okay, Nemar b'Torah Tishbos Afilu Midvarim She'ena Malacha Udvarim Harbe Asur Chachamim Mishum Shvus. Okay, and then that's in Perek Chaf Aleph. Then Perek Chaf Dalid, he says, oh, you know, Tiltol Muktzah is Asur because of Keder Shul Oseh B'Chol. Why? So that Shabbos will feel different. It'll be visibly different. And also, if you do Kelim, you might come and do Malacha. And people, Od Mixas Ha'am, Enam Bale Omenes, Ela Betelim, Kol Yimehen, Kegon Atayalim Vyoshe Kranos, Kol Yimehen Yoshin Shosim Yim Malacha, Vim Yiyem Mutter Levech Ladaber Latalta Kishar Hayamim, Nimsa Shalashava Shvisa Hanikares. Lefikach Shvisa Midvarim Elu, he Shvisa Hashave Bechol Adam. Umibne Dvarim Elu Nagu Be Isra Tilto, the Asr Shalay Talto Adam Shabbos Alakil Matarach Kamoshi Isbai. Okay? Why is it Asr to move stuff around? Because otherwise, right, there's people who don't do the 38 other malachos are going to do Tilto. Okay? And then the Ravi points out, oh, the Gemara says that Tilto is Asr because of Hotza. Right, so the Rambam's taking what the Gemara says, oh, is usher because of Hotza, and saying, ah, because otherwise it's not Nikar that it's Shabbos. Okay, right, and we saw that the Rambam holds that what? That Hotza on Yantif is not Nichlal, right, in the Tzorech. You don't need a Tzorech in order to do Hotza on Yantif. So what's Shabbat the Rambam? The Rambam on the one hand says, Hotza is of Av Me'avos Malachahi. On the other hand, right, he says he treats it as being different than the other malachas. Okay, just one added bonus. The Rambam also says, why is Hotza mutter on Yantif? No, not what I wanted. Where is the Here we go. Umizeh hatam atzmo lo asru hotza biyom tov. Afal bi shekol hotza hi malacha she'efshel asas me'er v'yom tov. Lama lo asruha. Why don't we say mitoch that you have to do that you can't do hotza that you could have done efshel mibod yom. Kidei l'harbos b'simchas yom tov v'yerech v'yavu kol ma she'yirtze v'yashlem chafatza v'lo yiyeh kimi she'yadav asuros. Right, but shar malachos efshel asas yom tov ho'el v'yish ben isek in osin hotza biyom tov. What's the iser on of Hotza, basically? We don't want you to be Kimisha Yadav Asuros on Yantif. What do we want on Shabbos? Why is Hotza also on Shabbos, basically? Because we do want Yadav to be Asuros on Shabbos. Okay, what's the Rambam saying? The Rambam saying that the core identity, that Hotza is the Malacha, but it's different than your other malachas. So it is, but it's different. Okay? Oh, man, I should have left more space for the B. I'm bad. I'm just going to tilt this one. I'm going to put the Rambam over here. Okay? It's a malacha. May others. But different. right? The Rambam simultaneously tells us it's different than the other avos malacha. He gives it separate treatment, right? He goes out of his way to tell you it's an avme avos malacha, even though you wouldn't have thought so, and even though it's not like the others, right? It's shvusim are different, but yet it's still, it's an avme malacha. What's pshat? So I think the answer is actually the Rambam is very consistent with his general approach that we've seen of what we've seen so far. Because what did the Rambam say? The Rambam thinks that the identity of Shabbos and Isra Malacha, right, was the oath and the bris between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, right, which both encompasses Zech L'Matz Breishas and Bechiras Yisra. Right, and that's why he said when we were talking about why you're a member of the Shabbos is a member of the Kol HaTorah Kula, Rashi emphasized the fact that you're like kofer amas breishis. The Rambam says, no, because you're being mefir, the bris, between us and the Kadosh Baruch. If, right, the identity of Shabbos, which is, right, Shabbos is Yom Isra Malacha, right, all of the mitzvos, aseh, and los aseh of Shabbos are all tied into Isra Malacha, says the Rambam, because they're all about creating this oath that we have, this relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hutzah, which makes, right, yadav asuros alav, which makes sure that you can't have a normal, right, day of work on Shabbos, right? You know, otherwise, the Lashon of the Rambam, right, you're gonna, you know, everyone's just gonna go and do work like it was a regular work day, right? Shelo yeh hilucha k'shabbos k'hilucha b'achol, right? There are all these people who are basically, who are unemployed, or whose job is to schlep things around. Right? Therefore, there are all these Yisurim, but also that's why, right? That's exactly why Hutzah is Asur, right? Right? How do you make sure that Shabbos is the Nikar, that it's a Yom Isra Malacha, reflective of our oaths and of the oaths and the bris between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? It's not good enough to ask for malacha, right, of the other 38. It also has to include Isra Hotzah, which is a malacha, not because of you're right that the action is different than the other malachas. In terms of the content of the malacha, it's different, says the Rambam. Right? All the other malachos, you created an object. Here, you don't create anything. But, says the Rambam, ultimately, the reason why it's a malacha, its nature as what makes it a malacha is exactly the same as everything else, which is, Shabbos is a yom shvisa, right, because it's an os bris with Hashem. In which case, even though the maisa malacha is totally different, right? And therefore, on yontif, it's not going to be a problem at all. Right? And you could not have the Isser Maisa Malacha before Sinai, right? But in terms of the Mechayiv of the Malacha, why Shabbos is a Malacha, Shabbos is going to be Aser, the Hotzah is exactly the same as all the other Malachas, right? So Dafka, the Rambam, whose emphasis on Shabbos, Isser Malacha is because of Tishbos, it's the Shabbaton Shavisa, it's got to be a Yom, which is represented, which screams the Os Bris, and really embodies the Os Bris between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu, so that includes Hotzah, not because the Maisa Malacha is the same as the others, it's not, which is why it's different, but it's an Av Malacha the same as the others, because it exactly encapsulates that concept of Os and Bris. So it's sort of the backwards of Tosfos, right? Tosfos said it's only half a malacha, right? Because only malacha mitzad, constructive labor, but not creative labor. The Rambam says it's a malacha because it's exactly, right, contrary to Shabbos being a yom shvisa and the yom of the os bris between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? In terms of the content of the malacha, the maisa malacha is totally different, and therefore the dinim are going to be different. Right, but in terms of the mechayiv, in terms of what makes it a malacha, it's exactly the same as all the other malachos. Malacha hi me avos malacha, and the Rambam keeps emphasizing that on the one hand it's different, But in terms of its of malacha status, it's entirely the same, right? It's going to be different in its application and its details, but not in its nature, because the mechayiv is because that it's made for the ospreis. According to Tosos, what makes something a malacha is the fact that it's, right, it's malacha. Malacha is contrary to the nature of Shabbos, right? Shabbos, because it's zeichel ma'aseh bereishis and zeichel yetzias Mitzrayim, right? And the shvisa mi'malacha and the building of the Mishkan, right? So we look at the individual actions and we say, oh, are these compatible with Shabbos or not? For the Rambam, it's about it being a yom ospreis, and therefore we see, well, right, Hotzah would make Shabbos into a day of Chol. Right? It would undermine the Yom Ospreis, and therefore it's a malacha, me'avos malacha. Okay. So right, so just to sum up on one single foot. I'm actually gonna should I just zip through the some of the nafkaminas? Yeah, no, maybe. I was just like regal achas, right? So we saw. On the one extreme, there's the Rashba and Tosfos Rid. They just say, yeah, creative labor is malacha. Anything else is not. If you didn't change the object, there's no malacha. Hotzah is something that's very, very similar to a malacha, but it's not a malacha. And the Torah says that it's also just like a malacha, but it's not actually a malacha. The Ramban says the opposite. Tosfos says no. The Ramban says it is a malacha. The Torah had to tell me that, but now I know. Right? We saw that you could either say that as a chiddush in malacha doesn't need to be creative. It just needs to be constructive, right? Isra Malacha is really about economic activity, right? Which I think is what we're really going to say somewhat for the Rambam, but not quite. Or the Ramban can say that actually changing the object's location, right? Extension is a fundamental property of a physical object. By moving it, you have actually changed the object, right? Toso says, no, there are two components of malacha, creative labor, constructive labor. By Hotzah, you have constructive labor without any creative labor, right? Because you haven't changed the object, but you have done a constructive action. Okay, what's the difference between the Rambam and the Ramban? Right, according to the Ramban, we're ultimately saying that either, you know, let's assume we're talking about the three sectors of the economy idea. Services are included in malacha, right? And it's a regular malacha at the end of the day. There's no difference between it and any other malacha. The Rambam says that fundamentally, in terms of the maisa malacha, the other malachos really are different, right? There's a change to the object, and here there isn't. And that does have hashlachot, that does have applications, right? But because, in terms of the reason why hotzah is a malacha, it's exactly the same as all the other malachos, and therefore it's avme avos malachahi, because it would undermine Shabbos as a day of the ospreis between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? And I think we'll stop here. I think we're not going to go through the, you know, the nafkaminas that we saw, that we have at the bottom of the Daf Makoros, but the application to them would follow from these principles. In terms of, let's say, like Amir Lenachri, right, which is doing a malacha without any actual action, or like the question of, or Shvisas Behema, or whether or not it needs to be a malacha haniskayim, right, or whether or not a mekalkel by Hotzah would be a problem, right? In all of these, essentially by taking the object out of the picture, right? Suddenly you can say, oh, wait a second, right? If it was constructive, maybe I don't care what happens to the object. Or the object say, oh, you know, maybe if there's no object being transformed and the guy is the one who's doing the constructive action, so maybe I haven't really done anything, right? Maybe it's not even a problem to do Amir Lenachri at all by Hotzah because no object has been changed and, you know, whatever constructive thing has happened was done by the guy. Right, so I wasn't really involved. All these things, you can sort of say, maybe according to Tosfos, right, I can really take, or the Rashba and Tosfos Rid, I can take the object out of the picture, and suddenly, right, maybe the dinim that maybe are really dependent on, how you change the object are not going to be applicable. Okay, Yishkach, everyone should have.